Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we adore anything and everything metaphysically based and love, love, love healing. Today, I want to talk a bit about past life energy, present life energy, and grounding. And I want to tell a story about a recent time where I had back pain. And tell you a bit of a funny experience that I had. So I have had the awareness for a very long time that I can easily leave my body. And it's something that I know I carried through into this life from past or parallel lives that I've experienced. And it was something I had awareness of from the time that I was a young child, that I could easily astral travel and I could easily come in and out of my body. I've always been somebody who sits solidly in spirit. So when you look at the wheel of a human, there's mind, there's heart, there's body and spirit. And I rest naturally in spirit. And as a result, most things that are spirit-based are very comfortable for me. And as a result, leaving my body has always been something that just kind of naturally happened. And I know I've talked about it in some previous podcasts. I have a son who astro-traveled at the dentist. And go back and check out that podcast if you didn't hear that one. So I've known for a very long time that I could leave my body. And I had my children naturally. Two out of the three of them were born at home, which was just such a huge blessing for me. It was exactly what I wanted for the birthing process. I am very connected to nature, and I do really trust my body and the process that my body went through with pregnancy and the birthing process. And a home birth was just really amazing. It was really amazing all the way around. I adored everything about it. All three of my births were stunning, and I loved every second of them. And I can remember with my first pregnancy, with my first son, not being sure if I could tolerate the pain of a natural birth, and remembering that if I couldn't, the human body kind of has an off switch, right? Where we pass out. If it's actually more pain than we can tolerate, we'll pass out. So if that doesn't happen, I guess I could tolerate it. And that was a really calming, grounding, settling sensation for me. And all three of my kids were born naturally without any sort of pain meds. And there was definitely some disassociating with the pain that happened for me. And I experienced quite a few miscarriages during my childbearing time. And there were a couple medical complications with my youngest child. And as part of that, I had polyhydramnia, which is excess amniotic fluid. And one of the side effects of that is that I bled heavily after birth. And as a result, I ended up having an ablation, which is essentially lasering off the tissue inside. And I can remember going to the OBGYN and having the conversation with them about the ablation. And the doctor who I was working with was really, really lovely. And I didn't want to have surgery in order to have the ablation. And I remember the way that she looked at me. I can still vividly remember her pulling her beautifully curled blonde hair back behind her ear and looking at me with these really intense eyes. And in a non-threatening but very, very informative way, explained to me that they could, in fact, do an outpatient ablation, but that it really wasn't common because there was no way for them to give me any sort of painkiller. So they would put a laser inside of me and laser off the tissue, the endometrial tissue inside of the uterus, and that there would be no painkillers if I made the choice to not have an epidural or surgery. And I made that choice, and she allowed me to make that choice. And, you know, we spoke about it, you know, very openly. We talked about the fact that I'd had home births that were unmedicated and that I understood my body. I understood the pain that I could tolerate. And she asked me what my plan was. She said, you know, the laser is going to be in you for about 90 to 120 seconds. And during that time, you can't flinch. You can't move. So can you talk to me a bit about your process? And like I said, she was really, really professional and lovely. And I will never forget the conversation. And I said, I will go to another place. And what I left out was that I would leave my body and go to another place. And she agreed. And the day that I was going to have the ablation, she came in, you know, I was all prepared, and she came into the exam room and she said, we don't do a lot of outpatient ablations. So would you mind if I had some med students come in and observe? And I have my doctorate in physical therapy. I adored having students. I really loved being a student. I'm a lifelong learner. And so it was a really easy decision for me that, of course, that would be a learning opportunity that I wouldn't want to take from anybody who had the opportunity to observe it. And, you know, the moments leading up to it, I could feel myself kind of disconnecting and getting ready to leave my body. And as the ablation started, I left my body so that I wasn't feeling the degree of pain that I might if I was present in my body. And one of the med students whispered to the doctor, is this normal? And it brought me right back to my body. The doctor said, you know, whispered back, no, and then told me I was doing great. And I can remember her voice saying, you're doing great, as again, I was disassociating and leaving my body. And so I wanted to understand more deeply how it is that I did, or why it is that I so readily would leave my body when I was experiencing physical pain. And it was in meditation that I went back and observed a couple of past life persecutions where I, you know, was persecuted and burned and learned how to leave my body so that I didn't experience that volume of pain. And so it really helped me to understand how it is that I do that in this life and why it is that I do that in this life. And so that's a bit of background to bring us back to the fact that recently I had some low back pain, which was really just my body talking to me. It was letting me know that I wasn't carving out enough self-care time. And it was a, I don't want to say gentle nudge, it was a nudge from my body that I needed to be kinder. I needed to be better to it. And I needed to carve out more time to take care of it. And there was about a 2-week period that I was uncomfortable. It was pretty uncomfortable. And as a physical therapist, I knew exactly what I needed to do, and I was doing it mostly. If I'm being honest, I was, you know, still doing too much. But there was one day where I'd made a real commitment to being calm and being quiet and not doing. And I was sitting on my bed, and I asked my partner, I realized I was feeling a little ungrounded, and I asked my partner to bring me my big rock. I have this rock that I carried about 1.5 miles down the ocean because I just fell in love with it, and it wanted to come home with me. I always ask permission when I take rocks from anywhere that I am, and I use it all the time. It is this very, very large rock that spent a lot of time in the ocean, and so it has this really beautiful energy of releasing and grounding all at the same time. And so he got me my rock and set it on my lap, and the moment that the weight of the rock really fully hit me and the rock was resting solidly on my lap, I entered my body again. And it was actually a fairly shocking experience for me because I didn't realize that I was out of my body. I knew I was feeling a little ungrounded, but I didn't actually recognize that I wasn't inside of my body. And the moment that it happened, that I kind of jolted back into my body, it was a split second that I realized that I was just outside of my body, so that I wasn't feeling the physical sensation of pain as deeply as I was actually experiencing it. And it was such a beautiful reminder for me that when I'm in pain, that I need to be more mindful of the fact that I may be leaving my body without necessarily having the awareness of it. You know, one would think that if you're resting outside your body, that you would have the awareness of it, right? But I didn't. I didn't, you know, I was 2 weeks into this back pain, and I wasn't aware. But I for sure was as soon as that rock landed on my lap. And I just wanted to take a moment and share that because I know that I am not the only one who leaves their body readily and easily. And I know that I'm not the only one that does that when they're experiencing pain. And I do think that it is worth mentioning and talking about that when you have left your body, or you're just outside your body, you know, not astral traveling far, but just outside of your body, that a very large rock can be very grounding. And obviously I don't need to explain that there are safety concerns, right? When you are outside of your body, that you don't want to be driving or, you know, doing things that would require you to be very grounded. So I hope that if you have somebody in your reality, or if you are somebody who easily, readily leaves your body, that you find this helpful, and if you don't now, but someday that's you, then hopefully you will kind of tuck this little nugget of information into your mind, into your heart, into your body, into your spirit, that large rocks, there's lots of different grounding techniques, right? That's just one, and it's one that it's easy. I love it. It's easy to just set a large rock on your lap. If I'm doing a lot of energy work, I will just sit with rocks on my lap, big rocks on my lap. If I am feeling particularly ungrounded, I will have rocks tucked in my bra or in my pockets. I have a rock that is in my car with me that rests on me in a pocket when I drive, in particular in the month of October when the veil is thin. And the reason that I do that is because, you know, when the veil is thin, when we are closer to Samhain or Halloween, and the space between the two worlds becomes small, it's very easy to get into a meditative state. It's very easy when you're driving to access your subconscious. And it's something to be really mindful of, certainly in the month of October when that veil is thin, and this is something that more readily happens, because for a lot of people, they're able to access their subconscious when they're driving on a route that they know very well, that doesn't require a lot of thought pattern for them. And obviously, I don't need to say this, it's not that safe, right? To be in a meditative state or to be accessing your subconscious when you're driving, because you really want to have your awareness on the road and all the safety concerns that go along with it. And so having a rock that helps you ground in the car, I also have an essential oil roller with grounding oils in it that I roll on when I'm going to drive. Those are just techniques that help me manage my uniqueness. And part of my uniqueness is that I rest pretty deeply in spirit. And so those are just techniques that I use that really help me and support me in that uniqueness, and also being very functional within that uniqueness. I so appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, and I hope that you have an absolutely stunning day or night, wherever it is that you are in your cycle of the day when you're hearing this.